Tasha Torres. I'm a spinning teacher, a recovering academic, and the founder of Sheep Spot, where we're on a mission to revolutionize spinning education by using the power of online courses and communities to help spinners make more yarns they love and enjoy every step of the process. These days, I can make just about any yarn I can imagine, but believe me, I was not a natural spinner. Now, many skeins and handspun projects later, spinning allows me to express myself creatively and quiet my mind no matter how crazy the world around me gets. I created this podcast to give you both a clear strategy to become a skilled, confident, and versatile spinner, and lots of quick, actionable tactics that will level up your yarn making quickly and easily. If you're an inquisitive hand spinner, you are in the right place. And I'm so glad that you're here. When I think back to when I started to knit again in 2009, after having not knitted for about 20 years, one of the things I remember most clearly was discovering Ravelry. The other thing is discovering Noro yarns. But one of the things was discovering Ravelry. And I was just amazed that it existed. I was just awed by it. It seemed in that moment, 2009, to bring together everything that was great about the Fiberverse and everything that was great about the internet, an online space that provided so many resources just for us. So fast forward 300 cups of takeout coffee later, if you know, you know. For many reasons, I stopped hanging out socially on Ravelry about 10 years ago, mostly for the sake of my own mental health. And so I don't hang out there very much, but I have continued to use and appreciate the site as a pattern database. And every single time that I use the advanced pattern search, I just marvel at it anew and what it allows us to do. It's a fantastic resource, especially for hand spinners. And in this episode, I'm going to talk about three ways I use Ravelry to help me make better projects with my hand spun. Hello there, darling Sheep Spotter. Welcome to episode 96 of the Sheep Spot podcast. I'm Sasha, and my whole job is to help you make more yarns you love. The first thing I want to talk about with respect to using Ravelry to make better projects with your hand spun is advanced pattern search. So if you go into the pattern tab on Ravelry, just search the just below the search box, you're going to see the words, or use advanced search. And if you've never tried this feature, prepare to have your mind blown. This feature allows you to search patterns and filter for things like yarn weight and yardage, as well as by many other things. And this makes it really perfect for finding a pattern for hand spun. And I use it all the time when I have a skein of yarn that I've spun with no particular use in mind, which is the vast majority of yarn that I make, and I've decided I want to make something out of it. So here's exactly how I do this when I want to knit something for myself. So I choose a category like vest or cowl, and I always set the craft to knitting because I don't crochet, and I set the age or size to adult. I usually check several values for yarn weight. If I haven't made a swatch and I think the yarn is, by all eyeballing it, just probably a DK, I'll check sport, DK, and worsted. I know I'm going to swatch at some point, and that will tell me whether this yarn is going to work for any patterns that I'm interested in. If, on the other hand, I have made a swatch, I will skip the yarn weight. So I won't enter anything there, and I'll just put in my gauge. So yes, you can search by gauge. And then finally, I will put in my yardage. And Ravelry gives you fairly big ranges. I think it's about 150 yard ranges that you can choose. So you can't dial in your exact yardage, but you can get fairly close. There are a zillion other categories you can use to filter your search, and I encourage you to play around with them. For example, I will sometimes limit my search to favorite designers or to patterns I already own. All of those things are possible with advanced pattern search. And so if you haven't used it, just set aside 45 minutes and go have a play with it because it's amazing. Now, the second tip I want to share with you is that I always set the sort by drop-down menu at the top of the page to most popular. So there are a bunch of options. You like most projects made with this pattern. You can hot right now is one of the categories. I always set it to most popular. And the reason I do this is because when I'm knitting with hand spun, you know, already it may be quite different from the designer's suggested yarn. And I feel like I'm introducing a big enough variable that I want to be sure that that pattern has been really well tested by having been knit by a lot of people. I also rely on other knitters' project notes, and the more people who have knit the pattern, the more useful project notes there are apt to be. And because I know that my yarn is the only yarn like it in the world, I don't worry about seeing my sweater or whatever on, you know, everybody at Rhinebeck in the exact same yarn. That's not going to happen. So, and I know that some people don't like to knit really popular patterns. But I think if you're switching out a commercial yarn for hand spun, you're already kind of in a different category and, you know, your project is going to be plenty unique. So finally, here's my last tip. This one has been an absolute game changer for me in certain situations, especially when I'm working with hand spun that has been spun from multicolored braids, which is most of the time, because I love color. And when I'm spinning solid color fiber, I get pretty bored pretty quickly. So mostly I am working with yarn that is going to produce a fabric that has bands of horizontal color. So what I do is I click on the pattern to go to the pattern page, and then I click on projects. And this takes you to a page with all the projects that have been knit with that pattern. Now, here's the crucial tip. If you scroll all the way down to the bottom of the first project page, you will find on the left-hand side a link to the projects that folks have knit with that pattern and hand-spun yarn. It will say, you know, X number of hand-spun projects. And that's a link. So just click there, and you will get to see all of the hand-spun examples for that pattern. And here is what I'm looking at and why I think this is so useful. What I'm looking at is the interplay between the stripes in the hand-spun and the stitch pattern. I want those two things to play really nicely together. And usually if I'm working with a yarn that is pretty busy with respect to color, I try not to pair it with a busy stitch pattern, and I'm going to talk more about that in the next episode. But what I want is for the stitch pattern and the striping in the fabric to work together well. Sometimes that's because the stitch pattern kind of emphasizes the stripes in the fabric, and sometimes it's because there's some element that's kind of strongly vertical in the stitch pattern, and that kind of balances the stripes out. But I want one of those two things to be happening. And looking at other people's hand-spun projects that have also been spun from multicolored braids is a wonderful way to just get a quick sense of whether this pattern is going to work from that perspective or not. So I have talked about the marvels of advanced pattern search, which is absolutely worth investigating if you've never played around with it. I've talked about knitting patterns that many knitters have knit before you so that you will know that the pattern has been well tested and you can get the benefit of other knitters' project notes. And finally, I've told you how you can filter the projects for a particular project to see only the hand-spun projects. So I would love to know, do you use advanced pattern search? Are you perfectly fine knitting patterns that have only been knit a few times? And did you know about the filter by handspun trick, or did you just learn that? Come on over to the Flock, Sheepspot's free online community for inquisitive handspinners. There is a discussion thread there devoted to this very episode where you can share how you use Ravelry and discuss this episode with other listeners. I will link to that thread in the show notes, which you can find at sheepspot.com/podcast/episode96. That is it for me this time. I will be back next time with episode 97 about handspun projects gone awry. I'm calling it When Handspun Attacks. So while you're waiting for the next episode, carve out some time to spin something because you know it will do you good. Have you joined the Flock yet? The Flock is Sheepspot's free online community for inquisitive hand spinners. As a member, you'll get access to a complete library of podcast episodes, all the free resources I've created for the podcast, several self-guided challenges, our Friday spinning check-in, and more. Head to theflock.sheepspot.com to sign up.